okay?
Oh, I
killed up a guy. And what do you call disentery by cooking and grinding up hog liver?
You call that stewed liver.
And did you ever make anything out of hog blood?
No, you take hog blood and just let it go, throw it away.
All right. Suppose you kept your butter too long. It didn't taste good.
Well, it's stale butter. It's done got rank.
All right. And what did you say about sour milk now? What was that?
Yeah, old.
No, it'd be done sour and went to clavidine. It ain't good.
Okay. What do you do to the milk first thing after you milk it?
Well, after you milk it, though, you take it and strain it.
Was Molly making a big old deep dish and made the apple and got crust on top of peach and got crust on top? What do you call that?
Call that an apple pie.
Alright. Anything else she makes is in that form?
Yeah, she makes custards and they're in that form.
What about somebody's got a good appetite and he said he sure likes to put away his what?
He sure likes to put away the food, I'd say.
What do you call the sweet liquid that you pour over pudding or?
Oh, call it dip.
You just want to go in there and fix you a little something, not a regular meal, but in between, what would you call it?
I want a snack. Fix me a sandwich.
Alright. What do you say? I will what breakfast at 7 o'clock?
At 7 o'clock?
What will you do?
I'd say I'm hungry. I want a big breakfast this morning. I'm hungry.
Alright, we're talking about the word eat. I put them in here. I will what breakfast at 7 o'clock?
I would say that's late breakfast.
Yesterday at that time, I had already what?
I done already eat at this time yesterday.
Last week, I what breakfast every day?
Yeah, I eat breakfast early every day last week.
And what else did you tell me? What did you have to drink with your breakfast this morning?
Coffee.
And when we took our break, you wanted a what?
I want a double cold.
All right.
With a little ice in it.
All right. And what'd you drink it out of?
Glass.
All right. Now, what do you usually drink when you get thirsty? Get out of the well.
I usually get me a drink of water.
All right. If I asked you how much did you drink, you say I poured a lot of it.
Oh, if you ask me how much I drank, I tell you, I drank about every time I drank. I drank a half pint or a pint of water every time I drank.
Then you might ask me how much have you bought?
How much you drank?
We sure do bought a lot of water.
Drank a lot of water.
When dinner's over, when dinner's on the table and everybody's waiting around to get eating, what do you say to them? If you have company for dinner?
I said, well, y'all get ready and let's eat.
Now we're going to be talking about this. Somebody comes into the dining room and you ask him, why don't you what?
I want to have some dinner.
And what? Drop a chair and what?
Yeah, put your chair up here and let's eat a snack.
Alright, now I'm trying to get you to say the word sit, so put it in here. So then he what begins to eat?
He sat over that end of the table and then he sit down and go to feeding his face.
No one else was standing there at all, what?
Nobody else down. We just go here to eat.
Everybody else was down, so what would you say? You know, what?
Sitting down.
You want somebody not to wait until the potatoes are passed, you just say what?
Just say, go ahead.
He went ahead and bought himself.
And hope itself.
Okay.
Hope
it's already,
he'd
already bought himself, I asked
him
to pass them over to me.
Yeah, pass them on around. Pass
potatoes
on around.
Okay. You decide not to eat something, you say, I don't want.
No, I don't care for that. Give me that red old yarn.
Perhaps you had something more than you could eat for Sunday dinner. Monday you'd eat it and you'd say you were having what?
I'm having a cold lunch.
Of what?
Of death.